this is what I'm striving to be. You say, what do you mean striving to be? You can't be a seraphim. These are, nah, I done told y'all. Come on. Now, I'm going to show you in the New Testament where Jesus said that the ones who enter into the resurrection are like the angels. Why are they like the angels? They are the angels. Hallelujah. Well, he says like the angel, that means they become as the angel. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Okay? Now he said part of the resurrection, that's a whole other thing too. That means now everybody don't obtain to the resurrection. Okay? Now that's, you know, so is there schools, I believe, in the spirit? Yeah, because there's people who are, they're part of the team, but they shouldn't be giving nobody no message. How many understand that? Alright. You see what I'm saying? They shouldn't give a message to nobody. Alright? They haven't got there yet. Alright? You can't trust them. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? You know about that? You ever had a guy on part of the job? You know, he's part of the job. He does the job, but you cannot trust him in any kind of... If you go to tell somebody else something, you can't say, hey, go tell... But no, don't send him. Okay, you don't do that, all right? Now look, let me read you what... This is very, very powerful. Let me read you the definition of seraphim. The definition of seraphim means burning. All right? It also means... Now, before I say the other thing that it's going to be... So they're really known as the burning ones. Now Dale, about, I don't know, it was about 2 months ago, I was over there, and he was praying for me, and God gave him a vision, and he said, I see the Lord, and he says, you're like dead in his arms, and he's putting you he's holding you, putting you on an altar of white fire. And I was like, yes. 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 What's the altar of white fire? It's the white fire is the highest message. Putting you on the altar. I mean, how many believe that he has to put you there?
Sure.
You can't just again decide. you know, you have to make it. I was glad to hear that. Because that was like going through this thing, see? And then he's put me on that fire. That fire is the message. And so you have to put on it first before you can become it. And so part of this study that we're doing is also connected to that vision he had. Now, so they're called the burning ones, and then God answered my question. He kept telling me over and over, I've just been hearing it for months now, be wise. He said, be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. And I was like, okay. And he kept telling me for two, maybe 3 months now he's been telling me that. I just hear it. Almost every day I hear it. I'd hear it. Be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Because guess what the other definition for seraphim is? Serpents are fiery serpents. You say, well, how do you reconcile that? How in the world are these highest messengers serpents? Well, I know a little bit about it, but I don't know. I'm gonna keep praying about it. We gotta keep praying about this. There's something powerful to this. All right. Now, this word is not mentioned. I use the exact the number on it is 08314. All right. Now I use that number to go through the Bible, and it's not mentioned anywhere else. Except right here with the obvious reference to messengers. The other times it's mentioned is when Moses, and it says God sent fiery serpents, it is the exact word is seraphim. So we know now that wasn't snakes running around. that bit them. That way they were bit by a message.
That's poisonous.
All right, yeah, you see? Okay. Copper, which is judgment. They're God's judgment. Now, Dale saw a vision of this, too, about 3 months ago. He said, I saw these angels coming, an army of them coming, and he said that they hold a banner, and the banner said justice. And, buddy, it was highly anointed when he said it. Well, you know, I was thinking these keep popping up when I read it. God brought me back to that, and I was like, "Woo!" So, what am I saying? These messengers that have been hid, and where they hid? They hid above the throne. Only the people. What happens if he takes that message and shoots into this word? What will happen? It will bring justice. Now, not what men's idea of justice is, real justice. Alright. Even God showed me about Dale. Dale, what he thought justice was, he was so excited because he thought the justice was going to be like what he thought justice was. Right. Okay. But let's go back. And look what these seraphim say. They say, "Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Remember, it's a mass of people. And it says, "The whole." Look at this. My God, you guys see this part. I read this last night, and I was like, oh my God, that's the message. It's the message right there. Look at that. What? This is the only thing they say that we have recorded. This is their message. The whole earth is filled with His glory. Come on, somebody. What? 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 They're seeing from a... They're seeing from a rare view. They're saying, listen, look what it says. It don't say some of the earth.
Yeah.
It says the whole earth is filled with His glory. If you are going to be one of these, that's the only thing you can say. You can't say, oh no, it's all falling apart. The devil is taking over. The earth has to be destroyed. Does it say the earth has to be destroyed? What does it say? Man, I read that, I like to jump out of the bed. I was like, oh my God, that's faith. That's faith. They're seeing what no one else can see. Everybody said, here's what the preacher said. Why the earth? I used to be one of them. The earth, man, it's just filled with the devil. The devil's everywhere. Do they say the devil's everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't say. Well, I'm talking about them. They don't say nothing about the devil. They say the whole earth is filled with His glory. That means when they see something, even the devil in the earth, they say,
there's His glory.
The glory of God.
Yeah.
There's the glory, the glory, the glory. They call light out of darkness. They look at darkness and they say, light. And that darkness turns into light. Come on, somebody. These are the ones, the burning ones, that He displays above His throne. My God, somebody. We only on day one on this. I ain't even got a couple hours of studying in.
Look at verse 13, because it kind of sums up everything else in this chapter. And I just, you know, I had studied it before.
Oh yeah, I got to that. Oh, that's huge.
Yeah,
I read all that. We're not going to touch on that tonight. I'm going to leave it alone. Right. We get into that. That's because if you look at what he says,
yeah.
They're consumed with fire.
Well, but Isaiah, he sends Isaiah to make these people not hear, not see, and not understand.
Right.
That, see, it's not what we're taught. Right. Religion has taught us that he sent Isaiah to open the eyes of the people,
right,
help the people. That's not what he was sent
right.
for. He was sent to make sure they didn't see, they did not hear, and they did not understand, lest they be converted, he said. Again, we'll go back to Matthew when we get in there. But why? Why? Because it's got to look... This is. I'll say this about it. I asked him again last night about that, and this is what he told me. He said that... Remember Saturday, I saw the 11, number 11 a lot?
Yeah.
Even when I prayed for like Tanner, I kept saying 11. I've been seeing it again here lately. A lot. And even when we called I didn't know, my wife, God showed her this. When I called the ones that had been faithful in this, there was 11.
Yeah.
And she counted, I didn't know that. God had her count them even before I brought it. So there was 11 people that were brought up here at his church. All right. 11 is very, very powerful because 11 is this right here. There first has to come chaos. To bring chaos, people have to be blinded.
Sure.
You can't bring chaos without blinding people. If people could see, they wouldn't go along with the chaos. You understand what I'm saying? You say, so why would God blind people and close their ears and their heart? He does it to use them to bring chaos. And what does chaos do? Chaos reveals the tenth. The tenth that he hid in the people. The chaos, the pressure, cracks open the seed that's been hid in the tenth to cause it to come. Then when it comes forth, then he removes the blindness. So they can see it and partake and then be saved. Do y'all see it? It's beautiful. You know, multitudes can't understand that because if you tell them that, then they get all offended. Again, it's like telling the supervisor information to the guy on the tools. If he really knew what the contractor was getting paid for. The superintendent knows how much the contractor is getting paid for every man. The guy on the tools don't know. If he knew that the contractor was getting $100-something an hour for him and he's getting like $25 an hour, he might get distracted and not do what he's supposed to do. So that information is kept hid. Because it doesn't benefit, there's no need for him to know. It's just okay for him to be happy that he's making $25 an hour. When the other guy in the row says, well, I work here and I make 15, he's like, well, I'm making $25 an hour. Well, but they're getting paid like $100-something an hour for you, dude. And it wouldn't hurt them one bit to pay you $60 an hour. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Now that's not a good way, but you understand what I'm saying. That a lot of information that's up here, if it gets told down here, it just causes the whole thing to start coming apart. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense? And it's not wise, even though the supervisor knows, it's not wise for him to tell them that because he doesn't want, he wants them to put in a good day's work. See, that benefits him because if he can't do that, then he's going to lose his job. If he can't manage them,
distracts the employee, and you know, also offend them. So.
Exactly. So this information I'm giving you. So people read over that. The masses read over that, but they wouldn't understand. They don't understand what it's talking about. So it don't. The message doesn't really get to them because they can't even discern it. They really can't comprehend it. So it doesn't offend them because they just don't even understand it. It's coded. So God done that. It's just coded and they can't read the code. Only the ones who it won't offend can break the code.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what he's saying. That's a little bit what he's saying, you know, is that now he calls it the holy seed. You see that thing? The holy seed on the bottom. So, and look, so the seraphim and holy seed, that word holy seed isn't mentioned too much in the Bible, and neither is seraphim. So, those two things are very what? They're connected. Absolutely. Alright? So, I want to be a burning one.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I want to. And whatever, I was telling him last night, what, burn me up, put me on, set me on fire. I don't know, I don't care, man, just burn me up. I want to be that. That's what I want to be. I want to be that. And he's getting me there. Because I'll tell you, see, the masses can't even receive what I'm telling you anyway, because they can't even believe that. If you even tell them what I'm saying, they say, well, you can't be a seraphim. That's the devil. Well, there you go. So, I mean, because see, their mindset is so narrow-minded, see, because of tradition. Now, they can want to break away from that. You know, I had to. I used to think like that. Everybody starts off, I mean, I did because I come up in religion. Some of you that didn't come up in that, well, you're blessed. You didn't have to hear it. So, but I did. And so you have to be willing to let God take that message and cut it into pieces and then rebuild you. You see. So, I'm gonna stop here on this.